Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Tes, Tesma Beis, famous Gemara. This is about the reasons for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and Mikdash Risha, Mikdash Sheni. So let's talk about, mostly we'll talk about the Mikdash Sheni, but let's first talk about the Gemara. So the Gemara mentions here, Mikdash Risha, Bebrei Machara, why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Which sins led up to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Mipnei Gimel Dvarim Shahayu Bo, the big three Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gil Yarai, Shvichas Damim. The big three Averis, says the Gemara, and then Gemara goes through each one. We see them alluded to in the Psukim in Tanakh, Yishayahu Anavi, who forecast the Churban more than 100 years, 150 years before its destruction, but he was already talking about the sins that were going on then. And Gili Arias faced on Psukim in Yishayahu also, and Shvichas Damim. But the Gemara says, Ava Mikdash Sheni, Shayu Oskin, Betorah B'mitzvos, V'gimilas Chasadim. Mikdash Sheni, which they were Osek in all the big mitzvos, Torah B'gimilas Chasadim, B'nei Macharev, B'nei Shaisabo Sinas Chinan. Because there was baseless hatred, L'lametcha, Sheshkula Sinas Chinam, K'neged Gimel Averos. It was Sinas Chinam. So the first base of Mikdash was the big three, the second one was Sinas Chinam. So you see there's a parallel between the two. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, V'shvichas Damim. Says the Gemara, so there's a big difference between the two. If you look in the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael and Perek Dal, it talks about why it makes sense that each of these sets of sins, you know, were undermined, each of the Batei Mikdash. V'yesh tachal lishol. Lama charev beis hamikdash rishon ba'avon gimol avonos. V'ilu mikdash sheni b'shol shenas chinam. Why is that appropriate? V'ein lo mar shahayezeb mikra. It's not that, oh, it just happened. You know, it's that's the way it is. That's what the idea is that they were doing, right? It says in the footnote, Rabbi Hartman writes, ki dvarim gedolim einon b'mikra. So what is it? V'od ki elu gimol averos tahayno v'adazor gilash yuchas damim yesh lem inyan echad. They all are connected. Bishlashton Yarav Yavar, right? They're the big three. V'lama nishtatvu shlashton b'churban. Why is it? V'apirish asher hulafi pshuto. Ki mikdash rishon al yeshchina b'neim. Why, says the Maharal? Because the first mikdash had the shchina. The hashras hashchina was intense. There was such a high level in the first base of mikdash. V'zem malas base of mikdash rishon shayim miyuchad b'mala shaysa hashchina shorebo. Right, the Shechina Shor Lafichach Churban Shelo Kashelo Haya Roui Shetishra Shechina Beinehem. Therefore, when was their Churban? When the Mikdash was no longer Roui to have that Ashras Hashchina. Hainu Kishetimu as Beis Hamikdash. When Bnei Yisrael were Matambi the Beis Hamikdash, then Memela they was not Roui anymore for the Shechina. Im Lo Kaasher Haya. Hachet b'shogeg, v'az k'siv v'chein yaseh lo'amod ha'shochet etah b'soch t'masam. Right, if it was b'shogeg, so then fine. The halach is that Hashem will still be there. Ve'ilu gimel chatam nikru tuma, because these three averus are called tuma in the psukim based on the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Shavuos. Tameis mikdashi, he quotes by Avodah Zarah Gili Arayis, v'losasu b'kol ha'toei vos v'lo t'tamu b'chaleila shvichas damim v'lo t'tamu asar z'sharani shochein ba. Lefichach b'shul elu gimel tumos charev ha'bayis. So therefore, because these three, the bias was nechrav. And by only these three averis do you find tuma. Aval mikdasheni shlo haisa shchina shorebo kamo mikdash rishon. But mikdasheni, we know the shchina was not shorebo the same way as the first mikdash. Right, the Gemara Maseches Yuma that it was missing five things. But lakach lo nechrav b'shul elu gimel averis. Those three averis weren't specifically the undermining factor. What was the malus of mikdasheni? Haya machmas Yisrael atzmam. It was called Bnei Yisrael came together and treated it like a mikdash. V'dav ezeborer ki Yisrael heim misachtim ayde beish hamikdash. Right, Bnei Yisrael come together and are unified. Shehaya lahem kohen echad mizbeach echad. There's one mizbeach, one kohen. V'ne'esru habamos. It was one place to be. Right. The Rashi by Midbar in Perek Tzayin says Anu ein lanu el Hashem echad. Aron echad, Torah achas, Mizbeach echad, Kohen gadol echad. Right, and it's everything is one. So the Beis Hamikdash is a unifying factor. Shelo haya pirud v'chalak v'Yisrael. So there's no pirud. There's only one place. V'adavar zeh mevuar. V'od yisbar b'berek shacharzel. I'll talk about this more in the next parak, says the Maharal. V'lakach Beis Hamikdash al yado him uma achas shlema. U'mipreikach nechor v'vayis b'shul sinas chinam. That's why it makes a lot of sense that sinas chinam undermines that Mikdash. Shenechlach levavam v'hayu mechulakim v'lo haya ruin l'mikdash. Asher hu his achdus Yisrael upirish pashutu. Right, and this is an obvious point that you know one has to know. The each of the averos connect to the reason and the basis of the Kedusha itself. Fine, that's Mikdash Rishon versus Mikdash Sheni. So let's talk about Mikdash Sheni. So it says Sinas Chinam. If you look, though, in other Gemaras, it's pointed out that it's not so clear. This was the only Avera that caused the Churban Bayis Sheni. We know there are at least two other Gemaras that get involved in the action. The Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Aleph, the Gemara says, why did the Churban happen? Based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Miha Isha Chacham V'Yavin Azos, who could understand this? Why the Churban happened? Yirmiyahu Navi, witness it. Davers et Nishal Chachamim, V'Levi'im V'Lo Pirshu, Achepir Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, V'Yomar Hashem Al Azvam Es Torasi, V'Lo Shamu Bekoli, V'Lo Hilchuba. We didn't follow. What do all those phrases mean? Amar Rav Yudah Marava Fi She'ein Mevarchin B'Torah Tchila. They didn't say Berchas HaTorah. They didn't say Berchas HaTorah, and therefore, that's why the Churban happened. What does that mean? So much has been written in the Beis Halevi and others about what does this mean? Shlo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. So let's just read what's here. The Ron in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. They learned. They learned Torah. They just didn't say Berchas HaTorah. What does that mean? Shapir Shagadish Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, Shehu Yodea B'Ma'amaki Alev, Shalohayu Mevarchin B'Torah Tchila, Klomar, Shalohayu Sa'at Torah Chashuva B'Neim Kol Kach. The Torah was not chashiv in their eyes so much, Shehi Ra'ui Levarech Aleha, Shalohayu Oskin Ba'lishma. They weren't involved in it Lishma, Mitoch Kach Hayu Mezalzalin B'Birchasa. They weren't in Osik B'Torah Lishma, therefore they were Mezalzal in the Bracha. It's not so chashiv, it doesn't need a Bracha. V'hainu lo hilchu ba'klomar be'kavanasa v'lishma. Elu in Tibri Arava Chassid. They're on like this idea of Rebbeinu Yonah. But our question is, how does this connect to Sinas Chinam? Seems to be very different. You have Sinas Chinam in our Gemara, you have Shlo Berchu B'Torah Tchila in Nedarim Pei Aleph, and you have one more. If you look in Bamatzia Daf Lamed, Bamatzia Daf Lamed of the base, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Charva Yerushalayim Ela Al Shedanu Ba Din Torah. Yerushalayim was Nechrav because they judged based on Torah law, says the Gemara. What else should they do? Ela didi de begiz tola dainu. Ela ema shehe emidu dinam al din Torah, velo avdu lefnim mishuras adin. It means they went by the letter of the law, they didn't give an inch. They didn't give an inch in any of their court proceedings. That was the problem. So the question is, how do you put all these three gemaras together? Yuma daftes, Nadarim pei aleph, and Bamatzia daf lamed. Why did the Churban happen? Was it because of Sinas Chinam? Was it Shel Berchu B'Torah Tchila? Or was it that they didn't do Lefnim Mishuras Adin? Before we answer that, there's another question. The Gemara says in Chelek, in Sanhedrin Sadivav, about Titus. Adlik Beinura Gava Hechla. What happened when he started lighting the Beis Hamikdash on fire? He was started thinking very well about himself. Darchu Beimin Shmaya. Shneamar Gadarach Hashem L'Besubos Bas Yehuda. Kazicha Daite. Right? He started being very arrogant. Nafka Baskal of Amrle Abaskal went out and said, Ama Ketila Katlas. You killed a dead nation, meaning they already had the status of a Gavra Ketila. Hechla Kalya Kalas. You burnt a burned Hechal already. Kimcha Tchina Tchinas. You ground up flour that was already ground. The question is, I understand the first two phrases. They were already dead, it was already burned. That's what he did. But why the mushal of flour? You already ground up flour that, you're too late. Right, it was already ground up. You ground it, but it was already ground up. So what exactly is the message of that Gemara? So if you look in, Rav Lopiansky has a number of svarim. If you look in one of his svarim, in Timepieces, he discusses that often in the Hebrew language, certain words that have the same letters, but they're in different orders, those words are connected. Right, nega and oneg. They might be connected in similarities or in opposites. Nega and oneg, bracha and bechor, says Rav Lovyansky, Churban and Chibur. Churban and Chibur. Churban obviously is destruction. Chibur is unification. What does that mean? So he explains that there are two ways of destroying something. Two ways of getting rid of something. Number one is to pulverize it, to burn it, to make it into ashes, to make it not usable. Right? Just destroy it totally. So nothing significant that's left. The other way to destroy something is just to separate it, to dismantle it, to dismember it. It's also destroyed in that latter case, but each part is still whole. Each part is still extinct, and it's still usable. It's just in a different form. It's no longer connected to each other, but that's also called churban. When you break the chibur, that is also churban. When Hashem did the churban, he didn't destroy us, right? He disconnected us. He took away chibur. We, each of us, though, are still whole. We're just not connected. right? The Gemara says, and maybe even the Chazal pick up on this, maybe it wasn't even clear which Churban path Hashem was going to go on. Was he going to do one, destruction, making it to ashes, not usable, or the separation? Hashem didn't let us know what he was going to do until right beforehand. Right? Rashi points out, Rashi and Tosafot point out in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Aleph, that it was a story there that Gemara talks about how while somebody was in the middle of doing a mitzvah, he thought of a great piece of Torah. And what was that piece of Torah? On Mizmar La'asaf. A mizmar to Asaf, the parak starts off at the Hillim, Elokim bo goyim anachal asecha, and the parak Adilim talks all about churban and destruction. So the Gemara asks, why is that mizmar la Asaf? Kina la Asaf mi boyle. It should be an elegy. It should be something very sad. And what is the answer? So Rashi quotes there, Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamaso be'etzim v'avanim shebebeso. Hashem took out his anger at the time of the churban on the wood and the rocks and the sticks of his house. He did not destroy the Jews, he destroyed the house, even though the Jews were the ones that deserved punishment. That's the chesed, that's the mizmar la'asav, that's alluded to in Eicha. Hashem let out his anger on that. And Rav Soloveitchik talks about, in the Lord is righteous in all his ways, in the Sefer on Tisha B'Av. Isn't it fascinating that Tisha B'Av afternoon is when we start already feeling a little lighter. You know, we feel the whole 3 weeks, 9 days, Shavuot Shachalbo, Erev Tishabav, Tisha B'Av, and all of a sudden in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av itself, we sit on chairs, we put on tefillin, and we're already thinking of post-Tisha B'Av. Why is that? You know, Rabbi Yochanan said in Maseches Titus that if it was up to him, he would have dafka made it on the 10th of Tisha B'Av, the fast, not on the 9th, because the 10th is when most of the burning happened. So it's ironic, exactly when did it start? We hold like Aschulot Parnusa Adifa, we go by when it started, which is the 9th, but it started, let's say, Tisha B'Av afternoon, and that's exactly when things get lighter for us. So why is that? So explains Rev Soloveitchik, throughout the night and morning of Tisha B'Av, it had not yet been decided whether to destroy the people or the Beis HaMikdash, or to put it in our words, which type of churban? Destruction pulverizing or separation dismantling. For the entire day of Tisha B'Av, the Midas Hadin apparently kept on arguing that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was not enough. The people should be destroyed. That is what Yimach Shemo Hitler wanted to do. Hitler burned Batei Midrashim too, but that was not his main desire. He wanted to destroy the entire people. Until late in the afternoon, no one knew, not even the angels, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy his people or substitute the Batei Mikdash for them. Not until Mincha time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally decided to take the mashkon. Finally, at Mincha time, in the late afternoon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rendered a decision that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, but the Jewish people would survive. The very moment that Titus took a torch and set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Klai Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen the substitute instead of them. They knew that he had decided to take the building and spare the people. The wood would burn, but the human soul would remain. That he was going to take the collateral or pawn instead of bothering and torturing the real debtor. And that's why the feeling and the nature of Tisha B'Av changes in the afternoon. But either way, so what do we see from here? That's the two types of churban, right? Churban, what happened is a separation. Hashem separated us, right? And let's think back to the first galus. What Kayin, Novanod, a wandering man, right? He lost his chibur. That was his punishment that he had. Also an interesting Gemara. The Gemara tells us in the first parak of Brachas Davav, that if somebody's mesameach achasan v'kala, ki'ilu bana achas micharvos Yerushalayim. It's as if he rebuilt one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. The question is, what is the connection between binyan chorvos and a wedding? So according to this, we could say a wedding is celebrating the ultimate in chibur, the ultimate in connection between human beings. So that is why when we celebrate a wedding, it makes us maybe one step closer to the ultimate chibur that we are davening for between the ultimate husband and wife, as Shir HaShirim describes, the Raya and the Dod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And maybe now getting back to, and this is Rav Lobyansky, getting back to Titus. Right, what does the Gemara say? He burned a burned house, killed people. Kimcha tchuna tachan. Right, he crushed flour that was already crushed. What's the message of that? Flour is crushed and ground, but it's not useless. you could take flour and then add some water and unify it and make it into dough. That's flour. Ashes, there's nothing to do with ashes. Ashes are just done useless. So, Titus, you think you're making ashes. You think you made ashes? No, no, no. Right? It was already ground up. The separation that you caused had already happened by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, the particles, basically, telling Titus they're going to come back together at some point, is just a temporary separation. So this is Chorban. This is Chorban. Fine. But now let's get back to the questions that we asked earlier. So how does this connect to the three reasons that Chazal give for the Chorban? We've defined what Chorban is, separation, but what are we no longer separated to? The Chorban Beis HaMikdash was what? So, if you look at the Gemara, Baba Kama Daf Lamed, and the Marsha there, I like to quote this often in other contexts, Rav Yehuda tells us, Haiman de Baile Mevi Chasida. Rav Yehuda says, who wants to be a Chassid? If somebody wants to be a Chassid, there are three avenues that he has to go down. L'kai Mili de Nezikin, he has to fulfill interpersonal laws, Mili de Nezikin, Rav Amar Mili de Avos, right? Avos, what's Avos? Maybe Pirkei Avos, Ben Adam, right, the working on one's own religious personality. Va'amila mili de brachas. Now let's say brachas. What are these three? Says the Marsha, the three areas of our life of avodas Hashem. Nezikin ben Adam lachavero, brachos ben Adam lamakom, and avos ben Adam laatzmo, working on one's own religious personality. So maybe the churban that we went through was because we became separated in all these three. We'll say it this way. Because we started separating ourselves from three institutions, so that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically finished the job and sent us into Churban. Number one, we started being separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo Berchu Batarat Chila, as we mentioned the Ran before, in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. We were in Machshiv, the Dvar Hashem. Shlo Haisa HaTorah Chashuva Beinim Kol Kach, Shehei Roy Levarich Aleha. Right, so that reflects that we were becoming disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, really? So he sends us out and he finishes the job, basically, because we were separated, so he made us even more separated. Number one, that's the Ra, right? The Gemara, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Vav, even compares us to Anita, right, when we were separated by the Churban. Ben Adam, Beis Yisrael, Yoshvim Alad Masam, Vayetamu Osa, Bidarkam, Uva Alilosam Kitumas Hanida Haisa Darkam Lefanai. They were like a Nida, separated, right? That's number one. Obviously, our Gemara, it's obvious we were disconnected from each other. That's what we started to become within when we were still in Yerushalayim. We had this in Aschinam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu then went one step further, right? You're separating yourself, so I'm going to totally separate you. And he sent us into Galus, La'arba Kanfos Ha'aretz, right? That is our Gemara. So the Gemara in the Darsh, L'berchu Batorah Tchila Bein Adam La'makom. Our Gemara is in Aschina Bein Adam La'chavero. And finally, the Gemara in Bab Metzia, the Gemara in Bab Metzia, Shlo Donu Lefni Mishur Sadid. They didn't give an inch. What is that? The Gemara tells us in Yevamis, the Fayin Tes, there are three simanim of our religion. Shloshi simanim yesh b'umazu. Rachmanim, baishanim, v'gomle chasadim. That's who we are. That's our essence. To be rachmanim. To be meek. To be ones that are gomel chesed. And the Gemara quotes various psukim to show that. Right? Remember the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. That deep down, everybody wants to do the right thing. Wants to follow what the Torah says. That's what every Jew wants. It's just that our Yetzihara, you know, overtakes us and doesn't let us do what we really want. But really, deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing. We have a certain essence of Rachmanim Baishanim V'gom L'chasadim. When a person doesn't give an inch to his fellow Jew, that's not just Ben Adam L'chavero, but that's Ben Adam L'atzmo. That's not living up to his essence, to what he can become, what he can accomplish. And that was the problem of Shadonu Din Torah. Right? It's not, they went by the letter of the law. That's fine. How could you say that's Ben Adam L'chavero? Why is that a violation of Ben Adam L'chavero? I give him exactly what he deserves. I took away from him exactly what's Magi Ali. So it's not really Ben Adam L'chavero violation because, you know, it's exactly deserved. But it's a reflection of a stain on the person's neshama himself, right? Bein Adam La'atzmo. And that's the problem. We disconnected from who we really were, and that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically finished and sent us in. So this is Churban. Again, Churban means separation, and the three Gemaras, we separated from the three sources, from Hashem, from each other, and from ourselves, and the way, obviously, to come back, to be mechaber ourselves, we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want the connection back. And that's the way we'll bring the geula. We have to reconnect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be mevarech b'Torah Tchila, live a life of mevarech b'Torah Tchila. We have to live a life of avas chinam, and we have to live a life of perfecting our religious personalities in ways of lefnim mishuras hadin and all other areas that it mentions in Pirkei Avos. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, sins that led to the Chorban.